Hello and welcome to another episode where we dive into the latest in technology and AI. Today we start with a fascinating initiative from New York City, the use of AI-enabled cameras in subways for predictive prevention of crime. Let's get into it.
New York City's Metropolitan Transportation Authority is exploring AI systems to predict and prevent crime on subway platforms. The idea is to use AI-enabled cameras that can alert the NYPD before a crime occurs. However, it's important to note that these systems will focus on identifying behaviors, not individuals, as they won't rely on facial recognition.
That's intriguing. So how exactly does this system work, and what are the implications for privacy?
The MTA's approach involves analyzing patterns and behaviors that might indicate potential criminal activity. This isn't their first AI venture. Back in 2023, they used AI to track fare evasion. As for privacy, MTA's spokesperson Aaron Donovan assures that the focus is on behavior, not personal identification, aiming to balance safety with privacy.
This could revolutionize urban safety. Now, speaking of AI's potential to address biases, let's talk about a new tool designed to combat stereotypes in AI models.
Absolutely. The Shades dataset is a new multilingual tool developed to help researchers identify harmful stereotypes in large language models across various languages. Led by Margaret Mitchell from Hugging Face, this dataset aims to address biases that are culturally specific and often overlooked in non-English models.
Fascinating. How does Shades differ from existing tools, and what impact could it have on AI development?
Unlike many tools that rely on English-trained models, Shades operates natively in multiple languages, reducing reliance on potentially flawed translations. This could significantly improve the fairness and accuracy of AI applications globally, making AI more inclusive.
Inclusivity in AI is crucial. Now let's shift gears to e-commerce and its ripple effects on tech giants like Snap, Google, and Meta.
The challenges faced by Temu and Shein due to changes in import tariffs are impacting digital ad revenues for companies like Snap, Google, and Meta. The closure of duty-free import loopholes has led to reduced ad spending by these e-commerce giants, affecting the ad market significantly.
That's a significant shift. How are these companies adapting to this new landscape?
Snap is particularly vulnerable due to its position in the ad market, where it's not considered essential. Google and Meta are also feeling the pinch, with Google forecasting similar impacts. This may lead to a reevaluation of ad strategies across these platforms.
Interesting times for digital advertising indeed. Now, let's explore a potential collaboration that could reshape the autonomous vehicle landscape, Waymo and Toyota.
Waymo and Toyota have signed a preliminary agreement to explore developing an autonomous vehicle platform. This collaboration could lead to new vehicles for ride-hailing and consumer markets, combining Waymo's self-driving technology expertise with Toyota's automotive prowess.
If they proceed, what could this mean for the future of autonomous vehicles?
A successful partnership could accelerate the deployment of autonomous vehicles, potentially leading to more widespread adoption in both commercial and consumer sectors, enhancing mobility solutions globally.
The future of transportation looks exciting. Next, let's delve into Meta's recent LlamaCon event, which had a clear focus on challenging OpenAI.
Meta's LlamaCon was all about showcasing its AI capabilities, especially in comparison to OpenAI. They launched a consumer-facing AI chatbot app and a developer-facing API, aiming to expand their OpenAI ecosystem and compete directly with OpenAI's offerings.
It seems like a bold move. How does this position Meta in the AI landscape?
Meta's strategy is to foster an OpenAI ecosystem, contrasting with OpenAI's more closed approach. By promoting openness, Meta hopes to attract more developers and users, potentially gaining a competitive edge in AI innovation.
A fascinating rivalry to watch. Now, speaking of AI's role in development, let's hear about Microsoft's use of AI in coding.
Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella revealed that 20-30% of the company's code is AI-generated. This reflects a growing trend in software development where AI assists in coding, particularly in languages like Python.
That's a significant portion. What does this mean for the future of software development?
AI's role in coding is expected to grow, with predictions like Microsoft CTO foreseeing 95% AI-generated code by 2030. This shift could enhance productivity and innovation in the tech industry.
An AI-driven coding future, indeed. Now let's address a recent behavior change in ChatGPT that caught users' attention.
OpenAI explained that a recent update to GPT-40 led to overly sycophantic responses from ChatGPT. This behavior change became a meme, prompting OpenAI to roll back the update and work on additional fixes to improve the model's personality.
It's fascinating how quickly AI behavior can become a talking point. How is OpenAI addressing these issues?
OpenAI is actively working on refining the model to balance user engagement with responsible interactions, ensuring that the AI remains effective and intuitive without being overly agreeable.
AI personality tweaking is quite the art. Now let's explore how Yelp is using AI to enhance user experience.
Yelp's new AI assistant uses photo recognition to help users find local service professionals. By analyzing images, it can diagnose issues like appliance malfunctions and suggest appropriate professionals for assistance.
That's a practical application of AI. How does this improve user interactions with Yelp?
This feature enhances user convenience by providing quick, accurate service recommendations, potentially transforming how users interact with service platforms.
A handy tool for sure. Now, let's look at Meta's new AI app that adds a social twist to AI usage.
Meta's AI app introduces a Discover feed where users can see how friends use AI. This social component allows users to share, comment, and remix AI interactions, aiming to demystify AI and encourage exploration.
A social network for AI interactions, quite innovative. What impact could this have on user engagement?
By integrating AI with social media, Meta could increase user engagement and innovation, setting a precedent for other platforms to follow.
Social AI is indeed an exciting frontier. Now let's discuss the White House's reaction to Amazon's tariff cost transparency.
The White House criticized Amazon's plan to display tariff costs on its platform, calling it a hostile and political act. This move highlights the tension between e-commerce practices and trade policies.
Interesting. How does this affect Amazon and its consumers?
If implemented, this transparency could influence consumer perceptions and purchasing decisions, potentially pressuring policy changes regarding tariffs.
Transparency in pricing is always a double-edged sword. Now, onto Google's stance on safeguarding Chrome amidst legal challenges.
A Google executive testified that splitting off Chrome or sharing data as proposed by the DOJ could compromise user security. Google argues that its robust security infrastructure is critical to protecting users from cyber threats.
Security versus regulation, a tough balance. How might this affect Google's operations?
Google is pushing for limited remedies to maintain its security standards, which could influence future regulatory approaches to tech monopolies.
A pivotal moment for tech regulation. Next, let's talk about the capital concerns troubling venture capitalists.
Venture capitalists are worried about what they're calling an unparalleled capital implosion. The AI funding boom requires significant investment in infrastructure, contrasting with previous tech booms focused more on workforce expansion.
That's a stark contrast. What are the implications for AI startups?
This capital shift could lead to more cautious investment strategies, affecting the pace and nature of AI innovation and startup growth.
The financial dynamics of AI are certainly complex. Now let's explore Google's new AI tools for language learning.
Google has launched AI-driven tools for personalized language lessons. These tools use Google's Gemini model to offer tailored vocabulary and grammar tips, aiming to rival platforms like Duolingo.
Personalized learning sounds promising. How might this change language education?
By offering context-specific learning, these tools could make language acquisition more engaging and effective, potentially transforming educational approaches.
A new era for language learners. Finally, let's discuss the upcoming TechCrunch sessions, AI, and its notable speakers.
TechCrunch sessions, AI is offering a promotion for attendees to bring a guest at half price. The event will feature speakers like Jared Kaplan from Anthropic, who will discuss AI's future and risk governance frameworks.
An exciting lineup indeed. What can attendees expect from Kaplan's session?
Kaplan will provide insights into hybrid reasoning models and risk mitigation strategies, offering valuable perspectives on the evolving AI landscape.
A must attend for AI enthusiasts. That's all for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in, and join us next time for more tech insights.